Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow. I can go anywhere. Friends to know and ways to grow, a reading rainbow. I can be anything. Take a look, it's in
Here we are in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, where the temperature is below freezing almost all winter. And the best part about winter here is the snow. It frosts everything in white and wraps the world in a cloak of magic. Now, one of the coolest ways to enjoy this much snow is to hike in snowshoes. Now, snowshoes, because they're so big and flat, keep your feet from sinking into the snow. They're a little bit awkward at first, but once you get the hang of it, they can be pretty fun. Are you ready? Then let's go. This is great. You kind of shuffle through the snow. Just look. The sights are amazing. The air is real crisp, and it feels good just to breathe. Listen, snow crunches when you walk on it. And when you stop, it's so still, you can hear the quiet. Something spellbinding about being out in the snow. Snow is so beautiful that it makes people want to write stories and poems about it. Well, here's a book, Snowy Day, that has some of my favorites. Let's see here. Ah. This is a poem that paints a perfect picture of winter. It's called Winter Morning, by Ogden Nash.
Winter morning. By Ogden Nash. Read by Lena Horn. Winter is the king of showmen. Turning tree stumps into snowmen. And houses into birthday cakes. And spreading sugar over the lakes. Smooth and clean and frost white, the world looks good enough to bite. That's the season to be young. Catching snowflakes on your tongue. Snow is snowy when it's snowing. I'm sorry it's slushy when it's going.
Well, with this much snow around, you've just gotta go sledding. And I hear that this is the best place. It's called Gutflop Hill. Wanna find out why? Ready? My guts flop or what? Oh, what a thrill. You know, there's nothing like a great sled ride. And it doesn't matter what your sled looks like, as long as it slides. You know, when you're out in the snow, sometimes you don't even notice the cold. You're having so much fun, it just doesn't matter. Well, here's someone who is an expert at forgetting the chills, especially when the payoff is big time winter thrills. Her name is Susan Butcher. And she lives in the wilderness in Alaska, where she trains sled dogs to mush or race. Every year, she enters the Iditarod, a grueling 11-day sled dog race from Anchorage to Nome.
I was raised in Cambridge, Massachusetts, but I never liked city life. And I've always loved the outdoors and always loved the wilderness and the challenges that the wilderness brings. And I've always loved animals, and so it fit together perfectly when I started dog mushing. The longest sled dog race in the world. It's 1,158 miles. And we go over three mountain ranges. We travel the frozen Yukon River for almost 200 miles. And we cross across the Bering Sea ice, which is frozen that time of year, hopefully. We travel 24 hours a day. In the nighttime, we use a headlight powered by batteries so that we can see where we're going. when we stop and the dogs are resting, I have to bed the dogs down with straw or spruce boughs, start a fire, melt snow, cook for the dogs, feed them, take care of the dogs' feet, then it's time to go. So if I was lucky, I'd get a 15-minute cat nap. To trust in the dogs. They can get you through storms that you can't even see through. And they can find villages when a human being could not. We'd be totally lost. Many people ask me why I race the Iditarod. And I don't live the way I do in order to race. I race so that I can live the way I do, which is out in the bush, far away from other people, working with dogs all the time, and living in the outdoors. My husband and I, we live in a small one-room log cabin, 16 by 19. I don't have any electricity. I get my water from a creek that's about a half a mile away, and each sled dog lives there. They each have their own little house, and every day I train the dogs. I think the best times out on the races are when it's a beautiful day and you know, the dogs are just all feeling good and you're moving along beautiful and you're out there and there's nobody else out there and you're just traveling through some fantastic country. And I think it's just the idea of being out there with your 16 best friends, your dogs, and you're all enjoying it. And I think that's what I do it for.
Snow by Carla Kuskin. Read by Lacey Chabert. We'll play in the snow and stray in the snow and stay in the snow in a snow-white park. We'll clown in the snow and frown in the snow. Fall down in the snow till it's after dark. We'll cook snow pies in a big snow pan. We'll make snow eyes and a round snowman. We'll sing snow songs and chant snow chants. And roll in the snow in our fat snow pants. And when it's time to go home to eat, we'll have snow toes on our frosted feet.
It seems like snow is just a coat of white laid right down on top of the earth. But look at this. Snow is made up of tiny crystals of ice or snowflakes. And in each handful, there are millions of snowflakes. And no two are ever alike. When there's this much snow, you absolutely, positively have to build a snowman or a snowwoman. And once your base is set, you absolutely, positively have to give him or her personality. Frosty, you look fabulous. There. I think we'll call you Fred. There. Now, what should I call you? Iris. I've got it. Helen. No, I don't think so. Penelope. Yes, Penelope. Well, Penelope, I certainly wouldn't leave you out in the snow without a flurry of books to read, if you catch my drift. And here are some frosty treats that'll keep you company this winter, but you don't have to take my word for it.
Hi, my name is Lisa. My favorite things about winter are playing in the snow and the holidays. In this book, Over the River and Through the Wood, you can read about an old-fashioned Thanksgiving. You might recognize the words in this book because they also go into a song. It's about a family that goes to visit their grandparents. On the way, they see people ice skating and building snowmen. It's a long ride, and the kids are happy to see their grandparents. This story makes me feel warm inside. It reminds me of my family when the kids ask, "Grandma, is the pudding done?" This story captures the chilly weather and the hot, toasty pumpkin pie. So get this book and enjoy Thanksgiving all year round.
Hi, I'm Bienvenida Laura, and here's a really cool book called Winter. Let's check it out. This book will make you shiver your shoes off. It has astonishing pictures of animals living in the wilderness. Animals like the long-tailed weasel and the coyote. The black-capped chickadee is cute. Here's a bull moose. He's got bad-looking antlers, a thick coat and a long nose. Check out this bird. He sits on a colorful plant. All the photographs are close up and you feel like you're right there. These animals were new to me, but now that I know them, I'll never forget them. So pick up a copy of this book, Winter.
Hi, I'm Danny Brubacher, and I just read a great poem called Stopping by Woods in a Snowy Evening. It's about a long trip through a snowy forest. It's the kind of poem I could listen to over and over again.
Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening. By Robert Frost. Read by Richard Courtney. Whose woods these are, I think I know. His house is in the village, though. He will not see me stopping here to watch his woods fill up with snow. My little horse must think it queer to stop without a farmhouse near. Between the woods and frozen lake, the darkest evening of the year. He gives his harness bells a shake to ask if there is some mistake. The only other sounds the sweep of easy wind and downy flake. The woods are lovely, dark and deep. But I have promises to keep. But I have promises to keep and miles to go before I sleep, and miles to go before I sleep.
Easy, boy. We're going home.
Well, I too have miles to go before I sleep. And right now, every bit of me is so cold, I feel like one big icicle. So, I'll just say goodbye to this wintry white world that sparkles and shimmers like a dream, and say hello to a big, hot, steaming mug of cocoa. I'll see you next time.
Today's Reading Rainbow books are Snowy Day, Stories and Poems, edited by Caroline Feller Bauer, illustrated by Margot Tomes, published by HarperCollins. Over the River and Through the Wood by Lydia Maria Child, illustrated by Iris Van Reinbach, published by Little Brown and Company. Winter by Ron Hershey. Color photographs by Thomas D. Mangelson, published by Cobble Hill Books, an affiliate of Dutton Children's Books, a division of Penguin Books, USA Incorporated. Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening by Robert Frost, illustrated by Susan Jeffers, published by Dutton Children's Books, a division of Penguin Books, USA Incorporated.